Unit 4, Space Shuttle Challenger. The Space Shuttle Challenger began breaking up 73 seconds after launch. All 7 crew members were killed. An O-ring seal on the right booster rocket had failed because the very cold weather that morning had caused it to become stiff. The fuel inside the booster rocket burns at a temperature of 5,700 degrees Fahrenheit. The failure of the O-ring caused a gap which allowed the superheated gas inside the booster to escape. This then caused the booster itself to explode. Some of the best engineers and scientists in the country were involved in designing and building rockets for the Space Shuttle program at NASA. Didn't these experts know that it would be dangerous to launch the space shuttle that morning? As it turned out, they did know it was dangerous, but their advice was ignored by the management team at the company and by the administrators at NASA. After this disaster, Roger Beaujoly, an engineer at Morton Thiokol, revealed that engineers were aware that it would be dangerous to launch the shuttle in the cold conditions and that NASA had been warned that the launch would not be safe. The American people were angry with NASA after hearing that safety warnings had been ignored. Robert Lund, supervising engineer at that time, as well as other engineers associated with the project, did not think it would be safe to launch the shuttle until it became warmer. The night before the launch of Challenger, the engineering team argued against the launch because of the cold weather conditions. However, NASA officials were under pressure to put on a show for the American people and American government officials who were funding the Space Shuttle program. The NASA program is very expensive, and NASA officials wanted to show results. So, even though the engineering team didn't want to approve the launch, NASA officials urged the company to sign the recommendation paper. Robert Lund was not only the supervising engineer, but also the vice president at Thiokol. Gerald Mason, general manager of Thiokol, asked Robert Lund to take off your engineering hat and put on your management hat. Finally, under pressure from NASA, the management team at Morton Thiokol signed the fatal recommendation. Before the launch, the media and government officials criticized NASA for being behind schedule. After the disaster, the media and government officials criticized NASA for not ensuring the safety of the shuttle launch. It is not very clear how the blame should be divided up in such a sad case. What does seem clear is that safety must take precedence over deadlines and costs.